Heather McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Wow, we have a lot to discuss. Justin Martindale, that's right. Comedian, tall delight, funny man of L.A. and other areas. Welcome, Justin Martindale.
Thank you.
I knew you're from Texas. I knew you're just in Austin. You know, I was going to get into other stuff, but let's just get into this right now. You had a show last night in which you met a star.
This is my new best friend.
And
I don't know if you've heard of him.
This gentleman is Brad Pitt. How? I have a photo here of you and Brad Pitt, which, by the way, looks young. Did you do anything to this photo? Be honest.
No.
No filter on
no
this photo.
No filter. No, I'm not a big
Both
filter person.
Both of you guys are glowing.
Yeah, we are gentlemen who take care of our skin.
I'm not in love with the Gilligan bucket hat that he's wearing. Not in love with it at all. I don't. Why is that on his head?
Well, I don't know if this was like a like an incognito. First of all, this was at the Ace Hotel last night. I was performing with Jim Jeffries, and there was rumors that Brad Pitt was coming because he and Jim are friends. Okay. So Saturday night, Eddie Vedder showed up from Pearl Jam. So the
now,
openers.
How big of this room is a room that you perform? Where is the Ace Hotel?
The Ace Theater downtown L.A. It's like
Ace Theater. Okay, got it. Okay.
So
how big of a room?
It's huge. It was like 1,800 people.
Nice.
I think. So So we're all kind of like, okay, Brad's gonna show up, whatever. And then all of a sudden, this bucket hat came in, and I was like, not a bucket hat. But that bucket hat's like worth a lot of money.
I'm sure.
I mean, look at his mask. His mask is like. So designer, I'm sure. But like, yeah, it was crazy because the green room was so packed with people.
Okay, so how did you weasel the photo? Did you consider not asking? How does that go down?
I know. Well, people were asking him for photos and he was just kind of like, he was telling them no. He was just like, no, I just want to like enjoy the show or whatever. So this is after the show. So he came back down after the show. He was also in the second row of the theater.
Okay.
And
So you could see him while you performed.
Yes.
And the bucket hat stayed on during the performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there was a moment where he laughed and I like saw him and I was like, oh, and like my butthole just went, you know, like just a tight, like, oh.
Yeah.
And so afterwards I was like, he walked by me and he saw me and I was just like in the hallway, just like, okay, cool. And then he grabbed
look
my
here,
hand.
Look here. You keep
I'm
looking.
Sorry. That's I know. I mean, it's Brad Pitt. I want the full thing.
Okay. You go on.
But he was like, great show and like shook my hand. Good handshake.
Okay.
Like a good, corn-fed handshake.
Yeah, he's
American.
Well, he is a Midwestern guy.
Uh-huh. And he smelled clean because I made sure I was like, I have to smell him.
Okay.
Like not in a weird, creepy way, but too late.
And, right.
Yeah, clean Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Was there any part of you that wanted to start quoting Thelma and Louise, one of his first movies?
No. But I did say this. I was like, it is an honor to meet you.
That's
because it is.
Yeah.
Who else can say they hung out with Brad Pitt last night? Well, besides everybody who was there.
I mean, God, I'm fucking married to him. And you know what? He does like the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He is funny. We would laugh. We would walk with the dogs and just, he has a kind of a dark sense of humor, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I could see that, why he'd find you funny. And I'm glad he's getting out there.
Yeah.
And having a good time. He has not had a good... I call him, I go, Braddy, what are you doing tonight? And he said, you know what, I need to get a chuckle in.
Yeah.
And I said, go. And I'm so glad you met him, Jess.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, I feel like it's good
I was supposed to go, too.
You were?
Yes.
This whole time. Were you doing the morning show or something? Were you baking with Reese?
I decided to just do some hot yoga with my dogs and have a margarita and just... Take in the fact that it was daylight savings.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That really threw me for a loop because I've done interviews where I say I like to stay up late and I've done interviews where I say I love to wake up in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we fell back an hour. So this was Legends of the Fallback. Yeah.
So clever.
This was my daylight. This was my kickoff to seasonal depression. Brad Pitt.
Well, now we're going to get dark.
Okay, let's go.
Your show was a nice experience.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
Now, the horrible experience of a show.
Oh, yes.
Was, this is just, obviously you guys have heard about it. It's so awful, but I want to really get into it. Of all the different things that we've heard, at least eight are dead, because there's some that are still in critical condition. There's a 10-year-old in critical condition.
God.
After the Travis Scott Astroworld Festival in Houston. So he had this concert, and it was one of those general admission things that everyone rushed the stage. And, I mean, the first report was from this one girl that everyone was quoting and seeing, and she wrote in detail on her Instagram. Did you read?
I didn't. No.
Oh, my God. Well, First of all, written extremely well.
But I saw this is the girl who got up on the stage and said there's dead people down there.
This is the girl that got on the stage and is screaming to the photo, to the videographer, man, please, someone's like, people are dying down there. I think there is already someone dead, but there are people. She described it like, it was like a hole, like you're drowning of people. And once you fell below it, there was no way to crawl yourself back because everyone was crushing each other. And she managed to escape, managed to get up there. They ignored her. There's videos of her everywhere saying that. Then the eventually the ambulance came, and they're telling him. And this all, the real mayhem happened 30 minutes after he got on stage. But then he continued to go another, whatever, 45 to complete the 75-minute show.
Right.
And people wondered why. Why would he continue? And this was what I believe one of the reasons was the streaming thing. They were streaming it, and I think that was a big payment. Are you about to cry?
No, it's just a horrible story,
I was just like, no, I mean, I could not sleep for like 2 nights.
No.
I've been on TikTok. I've watched every personal video that people have posted. And I want to know what he got paid for that streaming thing. Did that have anything to do with his decision to continue? He claims, I did not know this was happening. I did see an ambulance, but I thought maybe someone passed out, which happens at concerts.
Now, there's videos of him, of people saying, stop the concert, stop the concert. And there's video of him responding back, being like, I'm not going to stop the concert. Like, he's on this thing, this, like, tower. You saw that.
Yes, doing the robot. Like, yeah.
And it's just so tragic, and I don't want to, like, I kind of want to know, like, everything that went down. He's already been sued. Like, people are already suing him.
Oh, right. Well, of course, he's going to be sued a ton of times.
And, you know, of course, the conspiracy theorists are saying this was a sacrifice. I don't know if you read that.
Oh, yes.
It's
a
demonic sacrifice.
And you're like, what? The way the concert was lined up, it's a upside-down cross, which I guess is a satanic thing. Also, that the first visual, it's like a kind of like the Holy Ghost, but on fire.
Yeah.
Which is like a bird on fire. That's satanic. The whole thing of
Illuminati.
The whole round thing is like a portal, I guess a portal to hell.
Sure. I love a good fall portal to hell, you know.
So that's one whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that came out, that TMZ came out with right away after this was announced, is that people were saying there was someone going around stabbing people with a needle, injecting them with drugs. Well, if you cannot move, then how did you get a bunch of people? And there's, of the eight people that are dead, there's going to be a toxicology report. And if they were injected with something, then we'll know. And if they were injected with something and then that caused those people to fall, which then caused more of a – but I saw somewhere this one video that this girl, I guess, survived to post. She's there and she is screaming to the people around her, you're crushing my head. I cannot breathe. Please. It starts out where she's like, I want to get out of here. No way am I coming back tomorrow. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. And listen, there's so much disgust. But first thing, when I was 14, that's how old I am, one of my first concerts was Wham! Okay.
That's a good one.
Wham. And my sister drove us because she was 16. And it was general admission because that's what we could, you know, that's what you did in that show for it. So we got there in the afternoon, well before stage time, put out a blanket, thought we had a great seat. I did not know that once the show started, everyone would stand up and you'd never see your blanket again. So everyone stood up and we squished to the top. And right away, I felt sick and claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And I got out of there. I had no idea where my sister was because we didn't have cell phones or anything. I remember I walked back to her Toyota Cressida and I sat on the roof of that and just breathed until she came. And I said, I will never, ever go to a general admission concert again. And I never have.
Wow.
I've never been to anything where I'm standing up in like an like crushed open field. Nothing like that ever. Never want to. I'm like, the only kind of thing I'd ever go to is if I had a seat. And if yeah. someone said, like, there's been time where someone's like, do you want to come down to the front? Like, we'll let
no.
you. And I'm like, no, no, never, ever. And it's just, and I know this has happened before. There, I think there was a Who concert many years ago that people died at. And then there was a big soccer game that they made a documentary about where 97 people were crushed and suffocated by asphyxiation. And they said, and so I watched this one thing of things to do if you're ever in this situation.
God.
And it's take your arms like this.
Okay.
Take your arms like this because then if someone's ahead of you, you're still protecting a little airway and you're protecting your lungs.
Oh.
Because if two people are crushing you like this and they're crushing on your lungs, then you're not going to be able to breathe. But if you're like this, you'll protect your chest a little bit and never and stand up straight and look up and don't let yourself get sucked down to the hole. But then they showed people doing videos of other artists that
yeah.
would see it and stop
Dave
it.
Dave Grohl at the Foo Fighters, that went around viral where he was like, he kicked a guy out for fighting. I mean, there's so many artists that have...
Post Malone
has
so
done
rappers
it.
Too. ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other bands I saw.
What was his... the lead singer of 311.
Mm-hmm.
He was the same one who's like, hey, stop it. Like, there was inappropriate behavior. Maybe some groping, all this
oh, yeah.
kind of stuff. But it's interesting. Did you watch the Woodstock documentary, the 1999 one?
No, I haven't seen
it's
that one
It's actually
yet.
Really interesting because it kind of talks about like how, it, you know, in 1999, it was like right before 2000 and Y2K and everyone was kind of like...
I just want to say when I heard about that, I remember my Wham experience and
yeah.
I said I never want to... I'm not going to the fucking Woodstock
no,
2 ever.
No,
so what,
no.
What about it?
Well, I mean, it was kind of the same similarities where you had, you know, and I talked about this on my podcast where it's like you had the Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. He went out on stage and was kind of like provoking the audience. And he had like he has a song called like Break Stuff and all this kind of stuff. And he was kind of riling everybody up. So they kind of went batshit crazy and started tearing Woodstock apart. Remember, they were like catching it on fire and women were getting groped and, you know, molested and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean... I feel like did Travis Scott didn't he say like hey come down like everybody like
he go after they I think even after the ambulance comes he said rage harder
don't do that
and keep going and the but a video from I don't know how long ago it was but it was you know a big another big concert situation he went and crowd surfed
yeah
and then he got up for the crowd surf and said hey. This kid took my shoe. So someone took off his shoe as they were crowd surfing. And it was a young kid. And he says, fuck that kid up. Fuck him up. And all the people start pounding on this kid's head.
God.
And thank God. Then he goes, now get him out. Now get him out. After the beating went on for, I don't know, 10 seconds. So then the security guards take him out. And they show him out with his face fuzzed. So I don't know if he sued or what happened to the kid. But he lived. But he's literally, I'm like, who? Talk about the ultimate, like, bullying situation.
Yeah.
You're literally telling a crowd. And because some fan thought it would be cool to take your shoe. He's mm-hmm. like, you're a little thief and this is shit. And people cheering. And, like, I never really knew who he was. I mean, there were songs I heard on the radio that I liked. Every photo with Kylie is just him looking down. I didn't really understand what their relationship was like. She was there with Stormy. She's pregnant with their second child.
She was also taking pictures of the ambulances in the crowd, and her and Kendall were there and like left the stories up. And they're kind of getting into some trouble too because
lots, yeah.
And because they kind of did not take their stories down at an appropriate time, you know? Because
yeah.
I don't know what they knew. No one does. Like,
well, when I saw the video of it,
yeah.
it seems like Kylie was panning the crowd
yeah.
and in the corner looked to be one ambulance.
Yeah.
And
that could be interpreted as someone passed out or
yes,
dehydrated or,
right.
you know, oh, someone, you know, didn't eat well. You know,
yeah.
it's not like, oh, this is must be the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
So,
oh, right. I mean, there's just – so the night before was Kris Jenner's – the night of this tragedy, which was Friday night, mm-hmm. was Kris Jenner's birthday. Mm-hmm. So they were all doing karaoke, having fun with her at some place. And those all went up. And then Kendall and Kylie were in Houston. But Kim and Khloe were with Kris. And then the next day this news came out. And so I went to see, okay, so when was everyone's last post, you know? And yeah. It was basically like Saturday morning, whatever. So, you know, here's my questions, like predictions and questions.
Sure.
Predictions and questions.
How long do they go before they post again?
Who, Kylie?
The whole family.
Oh, shit.
The whole family is not posting, okay? So there had to be like an immediate mass text. Stop
damage
your post,
control.
Stop your post. Don't post about anything. 8 people have died. I mean, the only time that this was the only other thing that I think is as horrible was the other death that Caitlyn Jenner caused in her car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, that was a car accident. Obviously, you know, still though at fault in her driving, but she wasn't drunk or anything. And they were no longer together. And she was, you know. My other question is Hulu filming this aftermath of them?
Oh, shit, right.
They're doing...
Was the camera crew at the concert? Do we know?
I don't know, but back in the day, the concert... Yeah. They Kendall and Kylie were, like, towards the end of Kardashians never filming as much.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, this would definitely have been something that Keeping Up with Kardashians, Brenna
sure.
Murray would have absolutely followed him yes. to this concert. And
this is, like, right up there with kind of, like, Kim's... like robbery. Not that it's the same
right,
thing,
exactly.
But it was that like kind
but
of like,
about,
oh my God, let's talk about,
let's speak
yeah.
about the robbery uh-huh. when Kanye was performing and it was only about 20 minutes into the concert when someone walked up and said Kim was just robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah.
He didn't finish his concert and that person didn't say, you know what, she's okay. I'm going to wait an hour
mm-hmm.
to tell her husband.
Mm-hmm.
No, they did it and he left. So when it's about them, they leave. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, you know, everybody's different, and he is claiming, Travis is claiming he did not know what was happening. That's his story. He did
a
testimonial video saying that, and then he feels terrible. And so a couple other things. I mean, this is Live Nation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Irving Azoff still has a part of Live Nation. And his wife is Kris Jenner's best friend. So, I mean, it's like, this is just a big, huge mess.
It's a big mess.
So many people tied together. So, with not posting, how long do they go? There's a couple thoughts here.
Okay.
They could go, they probably thought it would be a week. But now they might be like, we got to go maybe the whole month.
I think so. Maybe Thanksgiving.
Religious quotes on Thanksgiving. Grateful religious quotes Thanksgiving. And then all the commerce stuff for Black Friday. Because they're not going to want to miss out on Black Friday. They all, the Skim sales, the Kylie sales, the posh stuff. Black Friday's big.
But Black Friday's also very terrifying because people get trampled on Black Friday too.
Will they do a quote like stay home and just order online?
I don't know. Maybe they're just like, hey, like stop, like let, like. Let's look out for one another and make and like, hey, let's not be assholes over a toaster oven or something like that.
But if it's a swipe up, you don't have to leave your house.
That's true.
So, but my other thought is, and look, I'm just being completely open, graphic, awful, inappropriate. I'm just talking about it because that's what my show is. So, whatever.
It's called conversation.
It's called conversation.
Yes.
It's called Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
It's
the victims,
so awful.
You know, I can't imagine what these families are going through.
And like really honestly like I'm definitely thinking about all the victims and a lot of, you know, the 10-year-old, the 14-year-old.
I mean, they got to have funerals.
And that's the thing. I think they're all small. Like,
they're
kids.
And funerals can take a couple. Ugh. Funerals can take a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you wait till everybody, and then have they offered yet to pay, or Travis offered to pay for the funerals? Ariana Grande, I believe, from what I read, she paid for the 22 funerals where the people got shot
right,
at her
exactly,
concert.
Exactly, exactly.
And she really had nothing to do with
yeah.
that. She could have been shot.
I mean, that's what's so
she
terrifying.
She could have been, or blown. No, it wasn't shot. It was a bomb, right? Was it a shooting?
It was an explosive at the O2 Arena, wasn't
okay,
it? It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what's so crazy. It's like we had, you know, there was a couple years ago where some guy shot and killed this guy at the Comedy Store, like walking out of the original room. We all think it was kind of a hit. Like he walked out and this guy ran up to him and just shot him like a couple times. And we were all like, in the building. So we heard it. And we were like, are those fireworks? And someone came up and, you know, said like, hey, everyone's just going to stay in this room for a minute. And I remember Jeff Ross being like, what is someone, what is there a gun? Does someone have a gun? And they were like, actually, yes. And we were all like, oh, shit. And we couldn't leave. So, I mean, that's what's scary is when you can't feel safe doing what was enjoyable back in the day, you know?
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, there's 50 people got caught at a country concert
the Vegas
in
Vegas. Shooting, yeah.
So this is just like, but this crushing standing. And so besides keeping your arms here as a safety thing, you never want to get up against the gate.
Oh, no.
But that's what people, that's the best seat, right? The best thing is standing right, here's the gate. But once there's metal up against you and then pushing,
again, oh God,
then you really, really can get humanly crushed.
And that image of the insurrection pops in my head with those police officers up against the door. Remember when they were like just getting crushed in there? It's just like, I couldn't even imagine. That's why I'm just going to start swinging wherever I go. Just going to start elbows.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's really, it's terrible. So I don't know what will happen.
Do you think they're gonna stay together?
My prediction is. Here's the thing. Honestly, it's so hard because she has a baby with him and
yeah,
everything.
Just
I don't know their relationship. There's a reason why she doesn't care to marry him, or they haven't gotten married. And I think this is going to be a very I don't know that he'll recover from this. I really don't. Because not only will he not be able to have shows and all of this, but then he's going to be besieged with lawsuits and depositions, and which is just crushing. And I just – the fun of it is gone. I mean, it's like when Lamar's drug thing was taking over and he was going from leaving the Lakers to different –
the games, Bunny Ranch?
Different, like, not as – not the Lakers anymore.
Oh.
The fun of dating a Laker and being married to a Laker is over with. Mm-hmm. The fun of this is over with. This will never be fun again. This, and I just don't know how committed as a couple they are to go the distance of a lifetime.
Right.
When it's so early in your relationship and this is such a devastating – thing to be, you know, at the helm of, which it is. And then this other, I just read that the detective, the Houston police, said he went. He personally knows Travis and went to Travis before this started and voiced his concerns.
God.
Of how many people and what they're looking at. And so I think he was supposed to do Coachella, I think is obviously out of Coachella now.
Wow.
Yeah, so
and I'm sure it's probably going to – I'm sure Kylie, not to sound, you know, like an asshole, but this is how they think. It's like I feel like this is like – could hurt her brand.
It definitely.
You know, like she – like people are going to be like, wow, you're still with this guy. Well, we're not going to support you anymore. So I definitely think that Chris – yeah, damage control. Like they are all like locked down.
I mean, so you haven't made a commitment. Not that marriage can – obviously marriage can get divorced too. But you haven't made the – you have not said in – you know, in sickness and in health.
Vows.
Yes, till the end of our life, good times and bad. But, you know, you're having your, you want to have all the same baby daddy and it's fun. Just
it's
like
cute,
it was,
we're
it
fun.
Was a cute with Kanye until he started going insane. And that was fun until it wasn't. And it was fun with Lamar until it wasn't. And it was fun with Bruce until it wasn't. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, it, look. You know, I just really pray for the families, and this is just absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, I think there's going to be some major changes for the good, hopefully concerts going forward or
seriously,
not.
Seriously, yeah.
Like I said, I think it was eight people that died at a Who concert or something. It'll happen again, you know, but hopefully if you're ever in this situation, just like, you know, now, like, you know, it's always like after a fire, a big fire, like, then you start making sure every place you are, okay, where's the exit?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember to look where the exits are.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to, you know, keep your arms like this if you're in a tight situation and stay calm. And, I mean, I sent this to my kids. I mean, I'm like, I don't ever want you to go to concerts like this where you're – first of all, I don't think my kids would be into it. But if they were, you have to be really careful because it is such a – you know, a young person kind of thing to do. And how and it can be so fun, but like Jesus, yeah. It's just okay. All right,
we're like
moving on to other topics.
Oh, look, my friend Brad.
Oh, this was this. Someone wrote this that I went to order a fire truck with my little cousin's birthday and noticed Amazon is really out here selling kids' toys with this number, and it's a fire truck and it has 666 as the license plate. I read some more, and they said 666 means something completely different in Japan. And this might have been done in Japan. We associate it with the devil.
Yeah.
But they
and
say
only
no.
Only the devil.
And they say, but in Japan, apparently, it's like a lucky number. And then somebody else wrote, what do numbers mean anyway? Why are people
obsessed? What are numbers?
Why are people obsessed with numbers? Someone just started that.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone knows the history of the devil with 666, but I don't.
You don't?
Do you?
The history of 666?
Yeah, what is the history? How did it get associated with the devil? I remember in the movie Omen that she looked on his head. She looked on his head and saw the 666 on his head. And but I don't.
I think it's something in Revelations or something.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know, good old Revelations. But I don't know. I feel like everyone just gets so upset at me. I just have to breathe every morning and I hesitantly just check my phone just to be like,
who hates me
I
today?
I was asleep for maybe 6 hours. Let's see how people hate me today. Because it's just like, oh, because that's the thing. I could, if I posted this, I took a screenshot of this and posted it on my Instagram and was like, oh, I got my nephew a little fire truck for Christmas this year.
Yes.
Kill yourself, you Satanist pig. Like, that's what I would get in my DMs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, it's a cute little fire truck. You're part of the Illuminati, you goat-footed heathen. Like,
what if I took off your shoe and you did have a little goat foot?
Who says I don't?
Yeah, why are goats associated with the devil?
I don't know. I mean, I feel bad
it's
for
like
goats.
Goat's blood is something.
Goat sacrificial.
I love goat cheese. It is my favorite kind of cheese on earth. If I could only have one cheese for the rest of my life, it would be goat.
Yeah.
And if I could only have
That's
one.
That's because you worship the Dark Lord, Heather. Yeah.
Also, my favorite fruit, if I could only have one fruit for the rest of my life, mango.
Wow. Another hedonistic fruit.
I don't know.
I don't know if you guys can see in the video on YouTube, but Heather's blinking sideways. So she has lizard eyes, everyone. She's part of the problem.
Let's talk about this.
God, what a bunch of juicy scoop topics today. Oh,
Chris Pratt. Okay. As you know, he was once married to Anna Faris. They share a son.
Mm-hmm.
Then he married Katherine Schwarzenegger, who is Arnold and Maria Shriver's daughter. And they're super happy, super Catholic Christian, met in church, and they have a daughter. And the problem started – oh, I thought I had the quote here. Hold on one second. I thought I had – here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The problem started when he wrote this post. Guys, for real. And it's a photo of her adoringly looking at him and him looking straight ahead.
Guys, for real.
Look how she's looking at me. I mean, find you something that looks like – that looks at you like that. You know, we met at church. She's given me amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put my earbuds to drown it out.
Of
but
course.
That's love. God, he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt should go see him live.
God. Don't do it, Brad.
She helps me with everything in return periodically. I open a jar. Oh, she helps me with everything. And in return, periodically, I open a jar of pickles. God.
What a tool.
That's the trade. Her heart is pure, and it belongs to me, my greatest treasure, right next to my Ken Jeffrey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card, which if you know, you know, is saying a lot. It's her birthday in about 6 weeks. Oh, God, we got to wish this girl a happy birthday for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So if I don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Love you, honey. Lazy. Lazy.
Lazy.
But that's not what people were upset about.
No, yeah. First of all, I'm upset about this whole post because A, why?
Because he loves her.
And, is that what happens?
I don't know why you couldn't just put it in a card.
Right. Keep it in a card.
But you wouldn't have 2.2 million likes in a card. You'd only have her eyes on the card.
Yeah.
And what does that mean in 2021? Fucking nothing.
Nothing. No one gives a shit about your Hallmark card.
You want a drawer full of cards
every kiss
to look back at when you're
okay.
old? Yeah. So the world got annoyed because they thought there was something they didn't like when he said a gorgeous, healthy daughter. He has a son with Anna, and I think there might have been a couple medical issues with the son. I don't know if he's okay now or what, but I think people took the fact that he said healthy. Maybe if he had just said, you gave me a gorgeous daughter, I think the healthy part is what, like, got people upset.
Yeah.
Anna, I think, said, no, everything's fine. Maria got in the mix.
Oh, no. What did Mama Maria do?
Let me see. Maria wrote... wait, hold on. I thought I had it here.
Wasn't a picture.
No, I had a quote of it. I'll just paraphrase what it was. Maria, wait, was it here? Wait, 1 second. No. Okay, so Maria then said, the mother, you're the greatest son-in-law. You are the greatest father to Jack and whatever their daughter's name is. I think it's like Light, whatever the daughter's name. I think I wrote it down. Yeah, she said... Where is the daughter's name? I don't know where this is now. I can't find it. Oh, here we go. She said, you're the greatest to Lila. You're the greatest father to baby Jack and Lila, or Jack and baby Lila. Greatest son-in-law. And now let's see a photo of how you look at her.
What?
So she got in there. I think there's been a couple that she has commented on that she's deleted. She made two comments on this one. Then she did a whole nother one. And, you know, look, she's protecting her daughter. The daughter didn't have a good week because of this, obviously. And, you know, and look what Maria's been through.
I mean, no kidding, right?
I mean, she can't. Let's remind people of the juiciest scoop that has ever come out of Brentwood, California, next to the OJ crime.
Maria and the maid. Yeah.
Maria found out years later that her housekeeper like 20 years had a 14-year-old child with Arnold.
And stayed with him?
No, she did not stay with
him.
Oh,
Arnold. She didn't stay with him.
That
right.
That was the impetus to the divorce. That was it. But now he's very close to that son.
Mm-hmm.
That son looks the most like him out of all of his sons and is super into bodybuilding.
How about that?
But what kills me is that the housekeeper who gave birth to his child kept the secret and continued working there.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not weird. It's pathetic.
Yeah. It's that rent control.
If you would have just told one friend who the father is of that child, and she wondered about it too. She one time asked her at a Christmas, she said, bring your child to the Christmas party.
Maria said this to the maid?
Sure, because that son was almost the same age as her son. She was pregnant.
Yeah.
They were pregnant at the same time, essentially. So she's like, bring him. And then she saw him, and he was starting to look so much like Arnold. And obviously, who would ask unless he had indiscretions in the past? So I think she knew she was married to a cheater. And she asked the housekeeper, and the housekeeper denied it.
Yikes.
And then she said, well, could you do another load of laundry then?
I said, these are delicate. These are delicate.
So,
oh my God.
There you go with that. Oh. I mean— Look, they make a very, very happy, cute couple. I'm sure she's a wonderful stepmother to Jack.
Sure.
I'm sure he is.
In love with her.
And I think he and Anna have a great relationship.
Friends.
But it goes to show you how one adjective can ruin a weekend.
Yeah.
Can ruin a weekend for multiple people.
One adjective.
So
that's
maybe rethink your dedication posts.
Yeah.
Rethink it. Or you know what? Just go... All he could have just thrown this photo and just been, I love this photo. Look how she looks at me. I'm so lucky. Heart. And then wrote that beautiful thing in a card and gave it to her.
Yeah. But also I think families need to stop telling other family members what to post on social media. Right? That's what Maria was like. Okay, now do a post with you.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It's in like, that she was
don't
telling
tell me
them.
What to post. Yeah. Get out of here.
I think she was trying to just make light of it because she's probably heartbroken that, like, anyone is not thinking that they're perfect because she sees them as a perfect match.
Well, they look like they're in a magazine for, like, modern living or something like that. Like, we get it. They love hot yoga together.
Ugh, everything. Along with Jen.
Drinking their greens.
They really do. Other notes. I went to the Gucci fashion show.
That's EJ?
Yes.
He looks amazing.
Yes. And I love being with someone so tall like that. So I looked amazing. I went with Julia Hart from My Unorthodox Life. And she is very tiny.
She's a tiny one.
So
has big old platforms on too.
It's still tiny. I think she looks really cute. I don't think I look as cute because I bent down. I shouldn't have even bent down. Look at the difference.
Yeah.
Look at the difference between the two. Which one do I look cuter in?
That one.
EJ? That's why EJ got the first slide.
Yeah.
On my Instagram.
I'm
sorry.
Glad you know these things, though, but and you accept them. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
You still look great, but I get it.
I had no idea what to expect. It was amazing. There were some, this was my seat, which said Gucci Fake on it, which I thought was very funny. Other people got different names and everything.
Oh, really?
Yes. But, I mean, thank God the Gucci I had with me, my one little Gucci item was real, but I thought that was pretty funny. In this Gucci coat was our girl. Oh, look. And it says
Balenciaga
and Gucci together on her coat. Diane Keaton was there, got a photo of her walking by me. This was all on Hollywood Boulevard, so they had to clean it up for the day. A lot of people said, what did they do with all how disgusting it normally is? And I said, well, it's interesting what you can do when enough wealthy people want to walk.
Well, and you were recording this, and there was that one girl who was having the dress, and all I kept thinking about was the train on the ground, and I was like,
I think they scrubbed this street like no one's business. There's Gwyneth Paltrow in a stunning, this is the great outfit, red velvet suit, looking great. And Miley wore a very fun blue Miley Cyrus blue dress with feathers, and her mom was there. That's her mom
in
the corner. Tish. And it was, she was taking a photo with her, and I just thought she was a fan, the way that she was asking to take it. But I guess maybe they came together. Anyway, I didn't ask to take a photo with anybody that's a big star, except for this one guy that I follow on TikTok. That is like a fashion person. I think he's from the Philippines, but he always does this TikTok where he's like, today was the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my God. So I just walk up and I go, today was the worst. And I got a photo.
And he has
him.
Like this lavish life, right?
Yes. Yeah, and he's like, And then he like talks about like, and he's a, like, it's hilarious. I don't know his name, but it's great. So that was my thing. Here's one photo, just nips out.
Yeah.
Half the models. Very androgynous looking models. I didn't know if someone just had really tiny boobs or if it was a dude. A lot of shirtless men and women or both, whatever. But it was like a cool thing. I'd never been to anything like that. And it was cool. And I could see other certain items that you could do stuff with. Obviously, together, it's like ridiculous stuff because it's a fashion show. But yeah.
I have to say that, like, I was watching your stories and I was watching the on Twitter, they were covering, you know, the fashion show. This collection was awesome. I loved I love this. Like, if I saw someone just walking down Hollywood Boulevard in that, I'd be like, I mean,
the gowns
so
were great. And
good.
Then there were like, for real items that you could use, there were like these really cute, like under
ready
the
to
boob,
wear. Yeah.
Under the boob vest that I think would be a really cute item to like nip in your waist with some like trouser pants. And then the suits were really cute for guys and girls. And, you know, there were some interesting things that you could
make
work.
But I have
work.
To say with
Jared
this
Leto,
right here.
Jared Leto modeled.
Do you remember when I texted you the next day?
Yes.
I was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
So Jared Leto just walked by you and you were like, was that really him? And I'm like, yes.
And so did Macaulay Culkin.
And Macaulay Culkin was in it as well.
Yes,
yeah.
I did not realize. I mean, and so was a couple other famous people, but I didn't know.
Well, do you think he was walking in the show because of House of Gucci?
Lizzo was there too.
She was
in a coat. She was not in like a see-through dress, so she looked
and
nice.
This is what breaks my heart, because so many tourists come into L.A., every day.
Yes.
If you go down to Hollywood and Highland, it is just a mess.
Okay.
And people from Oklahoma, Columbus, Tampa come to Hollywood and Highland thinking that they're just going to casually see Jared Leto walking down Hollywood Boulevard outside of a Ghirardelli, you know? And it breaks their hearts every single trip. You know, they're like, this is the day we're going to see Kim Kardashian walk out of the Disney store. And it never happens. And right. This was the one day, and they closed it all off.
Speaking
made
of
it exclusive.
Speaking of Hollywood Boulevard, yeah. On the plane home last night from New York, great shows in New York City, really fun. I did The Edge, which was like this cool thing where you're like, the edge of this high building looking over. It was just so, it's so cool. Ooh. Anyway. You know, you have all the movies to choose from. And I watched the first part of Pretty Woman. No. Everyone that is woke or not woke has to watch that today. It makes no sense.
Intro?
No. The fact that Julia Roberts is sucking dirty dicks off of Hollywood Boulevard at 20 years old. So she came from Georgia at 18. Mm. And within 2 years, that was the best gig she could get.
Yeah.
She does no drugs.
No
doesn't
drugs.
Really drink.
She doesn't kiss on the mouth either.
But will suck anyone's dick. And for $100 and fuck. Full blown fuck. She's like, what condom do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. And then he's just like rude. Like she sits down. So what do you do? And he's like, oh, there's four other chairs. You're like, shut up, dick.
Yeah.
And then like, and she doesn't, and she's so poor, she doesn't know how to eat a pancake. What is she, like a little popper? She picks up the pancake, eats it like this. I'm like, I think in Georgia there are some pancake houses that you would know to have a knife and a fork.
Yeah.
But that was her acting choice, I guess. And she's always jittery. She's always like,
yeah,
doesn't know. Yeah, like doesn't know what to do. Has mm-hmm. no confidence. Mm-hmm. Yet she's walking the boulevard, and
welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Exactly. And everybody has a dream.
But here's also the thing that, speaking of Pretty Woman, she lives in L.A., so right. she knows Rodeo Drive.
Right.
So when she walks down to Rodeo Drive, and those women won't let her shop because she's dressed like that, she has to know, like, hey, you look like a prostitute, but also, what is a prostitute anymore? I think that was that costume that she's wearing. You know what I'm talking about with the ring and the...
That's basically what Gucci could be selling right now.
Yeah, that's an outfit now.
Over-the-knee boots, wear them all the time.
I mean, I think I've seen a lot of prostitutes in L.A. that I've been like...
Yeah.
Are you a prostitute?
It's sad that doesn't exist really anymore.
Prostitution?
Yeah, where you're a streetwalker. Where you're a streetwalker. You're just like a webcam OnlyFans
it's a dying art.
There's no point. You don't have to.
You don't have to wait by a trash can looking for some fun, kid.
And then the three girls that all just look like sorority girls today are hookers. And then the one girl is like, get off of our star. And the girl's like, all right, don't bother me. And she like looks like she's like going like.
And whose star were they standing on? That's who I want to know.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, I get, you know, whatever, Betty Davis, and you get, and she's like, and she's got her wig. She's like, it's slow tonight. Oh, I've only sucked two dicks yet.
Wow.
What? And then I'm just imagining Gary Marshall being like, this is funny. Like, it's a guy who wrote this thing. And then she's just,
it's reverse Pretty Woman. It's reverse, what's it called? My Fair Lady. It's like a My Fair Lady Hollywood approach.
But I loved it, and when I go to Boston this weekend, if I'm on, I don't know if I'm on United.
You'll see Heather on a street corner near you.
I want to finish watching it so that I can just be horrified
again. what was that song from that movie? It was huge. Do you remember? Roxanne.
Yeah, no, well, Pretty Woman walking down
the
street.
Well, that was Ray Orbison. Yeah. There was the other one, the slow, it was
oh, I know what you're talking about. It's the song that they do when they're getting on the jet to go to, to go to the opera. I can't forget. Da, 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 da.
That was a banging, huh?
You won't forget me. Yeah.
It was Rox. Is there a Roxette song or a Roxanne? Roxette?
Also, when they finally are like boning regularly and they're talking in the bed, and she's like, you know, oh, I had this. My mom just said that I could, you know, if there was a loser, I attracted one, and then I came to L.A. and Kit made being a hooker sound so great. And then I
dream big.
Got a couple regulars and it's not so bad. And he's like, you could be so much more. I mean, she's like a fucking model. Like,
but wasn't Warren Beatty
but
so
you know
hot?
What? Oh. You know that in that poster, that was not Julia Roberts' body. And it wasn't her body when she turns and it's just the silhouette of her body where she's like, I'm not lost. And she turns around. That was my friend.
That was your friend?
Well, it was a friend of a friend. She was at SC. She was a body model.
Prostitution body model.
She was a body model. And they like, yeah, that was her body.
Wow.
It was not. And Julia had a nice body, but she didn't have a perfect ass like that and everything.
And how much money did she make for being?
That's why they gave her the jacket. Because her body was not as banging as the poster and everything.
And how much money did your friend make for being how much was she paid in dicks?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. It was two or three dicks that she got.
I'm sure not a lot. Anyway, watch it. Go be horrified. And, you know, you'll really freak out about it. Let me see what else I want to. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because last night was the episode we've been waiting for. Jen Shah was arrested. Now, I know you're not very familiar with this show.
I've seen the trailer. I remember when this trailer dropped and the video and all that stuff. Yeah, she was like in the car.
It was a 90-minute episode that, of course, they made us
sit through
such weird stuff. I'll tell you a little bit about these women. They are the weirdest group of women
Have
ever been put together in a cast of the Salt Lake City. They make no sense as far as other franchises. Mm-hmm. And there's this one woman, Mary. She has her own church. That's the one who married her
grandpa.
Step-grandpa. And she inherited a church. And she is the most evil, awful woman. All she does is wear Gucci everything, and and they try to act like they're friends with her, and it makes there's no connection. She throws this luncheon that they're going to cook Italian food, and she goes, I'm doing the Italian. Like, it's like so unfunny, and then everyone's like, this is great. And she starts to attack this girl, Whitney, because Whitney didn't pick up the phone when she was calling.
I think Whitneys don't pick up the phone when you call them in general.
You're right.
I think it's Whitney's in their blood. Whitneys don't respond.
Wow.
They really don't.
If only Mary knew that, she wouldn't have gotten so angry that it's their namesake.
Yeah.
They don't answer the phone. Well, then Whitney read some texts that she'd written to her, because she says, I've been a really good friend to her, but she writes awful things to me, and I'm just going to share with you. And she basically, Mary just writes her horrible text saying, like, she's, you know, stupid, and that she's fake, and she doesn't need plastic surgery, but Whitney has so much plastic surgery and fillers and Botox and this and
that. Which one's Whitney?
Whitney's this pretty blonde over here. They all have shit in their face.
Wait,
come
on. Which one?
This blonde right here.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is Mary, who's supposed to be God, and he's supposed to be a preacher. And she's the most un-Christian, horrible person. And they're all being like, oh, I'm... And then this girl, Meredith, is like, I'm very disturbed because I heard some disturbing things about Mary. I met a former person that went to the church that said I should be, you know, I should really just watch myself and be careful. And I'm really concerned with it. I mean, they're so bizarre.
Yeah, they are weird.
And then this girl, Lisa Barlow, she has two boys that are like 10 and 14 that she claims created their own hairline called Wolfpack or something.
Sure.
Wolfpack hair. And they have a launch party, as 14-year-olds do.
Yeah.
And it was according to them that they only invited a couple of the ladies. So they invited Whitney the blonde, and they invited Meredith, but they did not invite Jen Shah the criminal. And Jen Shah the criminal was like, why wouldn't they invite me? She's like, it was my boys' event, Jen.
Yeah.
It was my boys' event, and they chose who they wanted. And then Heather Gay, who's definitely the most normal, she says, That's the other blonde. And she goes, all I can say is, well, what did Jen do to get the boys not to invite her? And what did Whitney, the young pretty blonde, do to get the boys to want to invite her?
I mean, my God, I just love women causing chaos for not being invited to a kid's launch party. I mean, my God. And I love how the most normal one looks like a WWF fighter.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's a little bit,
she looks like she could kick ass. And by ass, I mean mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little curvier than the normal housewife, but she's the most normal, and she has this beauty lab thing that I went to, and you get Botox, everything. She's really cool.
She looks like she's slapped some chairs on some dudes.
So it's in a huge shot.
I'll see you in the cage.
She left the church. Her whole storyline is leaving the church mm-hmm. and trying to get laid because she's divorced.
Good for her. And that's a great storyline.
So they are going to go to Vail, and they have their Mercedes bus coming, and they said, well, let's meet in the giant, giant parking lot. There's actually a Big Lots next to the beauty lab because I've been there. Go. We'll meet there. So they go to meet there. And Jen Shah arrives. Oh, and prior to this, they show her with her first assistant, who has also been arrested. Oh. They did this big marketing scheme of making elderly people think that if they buy into this company that they can have their own online business. And then when the business never happens, then they go come back as another company and say, we can help you now get out of your credit card debt. And then there, it's just like a, it's a double fuck you to these people. That's yeah. it in the tiniest of Cliff Note nutshells. Anyway, so they show her with him. And she's like, you know, I feel badly because I didn't spend time with my kids because I was building all these businesses to give all of you and your family and everybody else that works for me so they could eat. I have sacrificed my life as she's head to toe.
Yeah. Designer, Gucci,
Louis Vuitton,
everything.
So that I could, you know, meanwhile, she doesn't own a home. Which, because she's hiding her money, I'm sure, and you can't. And if you hide it in a property, well, that's a very easy thing to seize.
Yeah, bury it in the woods. Have you watched You? Come on,
you bury it in the woods. If you bury it in tiny jewels, you can hide up your vagina.
Yeah,
nobody will know. So then she arrives. She's got these braids done and this fur coat, and she gets a call, and she goes, "Oh, hold on." She goes, "Hey, Whitney, can you lower my mic, take off or mute it?" She answers the phone, and then she says, "I'm so sorry you guys have to leave. Sharif, her husband's father, is having internal bleeding. I have to leave. They said I better come."
Eternal bleeding?
Internal.
Oh, internal. I was like, that sounds awful. That's eternal bleeding. God.
And I think they were confused if she met her husband, which is obviously going to be more serious if it's her husband, versus an elderly man who's your father-in-law. But they supported her leaving. So she leaves. She's like, maybe I'll fly on a private, you know, maybe I'll fly on a plane and meet you guys because they're going to do the whatever, how many hours it is on this bus. So then they're like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. Then the producer comes in and goes, are you guys seriously not thinking about going? Like, they're showing this now, like the producer. Like, you're all going to just bail on this fucking thing that we paid to film.
I love it when producers snap.
And they're like, no, I mean, no, we'll go. And hopefully she's fine and hopefully she can join. Just then, all the FBI
Shit.
And Homeland Security come. And they're like, we're looking for Jen Shah. We want to just make sure we're okay, that she's okay. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. So then that was kind of good because then we see the whole realization. And but it took one person like 10 minutes to be like, so do you think that Sharif doesn't have internal Wait a minute. And they're
Wait
like,
a
no,
minute.
This has nothing to do with Sharif. That yeah. She left because of that.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, oh. Oh God. Like it
should
was
Should we go to brunch still?
I don't know. We're gonna know tomorrow
should
next
we,
week.
Should we leave do the big
they,
lots?
Do they continue with their trip or not?
The drama.
So that was pretty
Watch
juicy.
What happens.
That was pretty juicy. She is out. She's awaiting her trial. She claims innocence. Meanwhile, all the people under her have already folded and are like starting doing time. So
oh my
I
God.
Don't think it looks good for her.
I mean, that's the storyline that I want. Will these wealthy, privileged women leave a Big Lots parking lot
to go to their Vail trip? It's from Tuesday to Thursday, and each person brought 12 suitcases.
Like, oh, of course, yes.
Because like now you have to up
we
it.
Need options.
You need to up it with all your labely shit.
Yes.
So that's what went down. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It finally ended. It was four parts.
That was a really good. Yeah, that was a really good
season.
I was going to say a couple years of yeah. That lasted for 5 years. That whole finale, didn't it? The
it
reunion.
Was four nights
shit.
Of it. Four nights of it, and this was some of the juice.
Who came out on top?
Well, Andy, I don't know if I came up on top or not, but I showed up. I told the truth.
You did.
If this was on Potomac or Atlanta, it'd be a conversation. Ooh. Only in Beverly Hills is everybody so precious.
Or as Garcelle said, what did you mean by that?
Oh. Yeah.
Did you see that? She was like, if this was Potomac or Atlanta, this would be completely different.
Oh, I didn't see that she
and
said
And Garcelle
that.
Was just like, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Because in Beverly Hills, everybody is so precious.
Mm-hmm.
The way she said precious was like so bizarre. These are the things she revealed that Tom calls me every day.
Oh, he does?
He does. I needed to call him and make sure that he was safe. Mm-hmm. That's very, very sad. He's incompetent. He doesn't know what he did or allegedly or whatever. Let's see what else happened. She said when she was screaming at Sutton and she was like, she's like, or I'm going to get you, you know, when she threatened that. Sutton then got security for a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then she.
These women, these, God.
It's like, well, I did not know. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm not part of the mafia. Uh-huh. You threatened my life and my family only because I was the only housewife that read the entire LA Times article.
Mm-hmm. And spoke up.
Everybody else asked for a Cliff Note version, but I read the entire thing. No one could believe it. And Lisa Rinna was like, wow, Sutton. Wow, you read the whole article. Wow, good for you.
Sutton can read?
So she said, what I meant by that, Sutton, is that every year on this show, someone gets it. And if next year your life gets exposed and gets torn down, I won't give you the grace that I wished you had given me because you didn't give it to me, so get ready.
Jesus, Erica, settle down.
Then the best part is, Annie says, Rinna, you never questioned Erica once.
Mm-hmm.
But in past, you questioned Yolanda about her Lyme. You said,
her Lyme disease,
do you have Munchausen's? You questioned Kim about if, in fact, she's sober. You said to people that, no, she's not sober and she's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Kim didn't like that, Kim Richards. And you questioned Denise's marriage by saying, you know, tell the truth. Did you and Andy Fingery, no, not Andy, yeah. did you and Brandy, you and Brandy
have a three-way or whatever, or lesbian sex?
Just fingered each other, just, maybe went down on, I don't know, just all, maybe whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Slept in the same bed and, you know scissors.
It happens.
Bumped, yep. Uglies, whatever. Had fun. Just admit it. And then she goes, hey, how do you feel about that? And she's like, well, Andy, I'll tell you. I don't feel great about it. I just watched it for the second time. It was so funny. She's like, I don't feel great about it. The Yolanda thing, I think I feel the worst about. Really, really feel bad about that. I'm like, yeah, because now your daughters are like trying to model along Gigi and Bella, and it's fucking awkward.
Yeah.
And then the other, well, Kim's addiction, yeah. I don't feel good about that either. Don't really... Yeah, that wasn't good. And then with Denise, yeah, don't. When I said to Denise, wow, you're so angry. Oof. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Andy. If I could take it back.
What would you do? We'll wait.
Honestly, I would.
Oh, okay.
Because she was thinking in her head, had I not done all these things, I would not be on season, experiencing my seventh season of the show.
Right.
So I think she was literally thinking, she was being honest, because she was literally thinking, would I go back and not do any of this stuff, which was basically all these storylines that I had, which got me invited back every time, that got people talking, that got the drama going. But she says, no, that she would. She would go back, and she feels really badly about it.
Good.
And you know what, Andy?
What?
I have to...
Go on.
Go to bed every night with myself.
Wow. I mean, that must be...
Sometimes Harry fucking Handler is there, and sometimes he's not.
Right.
Sometimes he's in Canada doing a movie. Sometimes he's up all night making sauce that Garcelle doesn't thank him for. Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
I have to go, and I have to live with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's making herself the victim again.
Yes.
I am the one that has to live with the fact that I was an asshole.
I have to look in the mirror every day.
Yeah, and dance. And dance.
Like no one's watching.
In a Free People sweatshirt. I have to do that.
That's her. I mean, God. I mean,
so,
not all heroes wear capes.
No. And so that was the juicy stuff that happened in that one. Lisa Rinna is going to trial. This is about the paparazzi thing. Somebody took a photo of her, and it was a paparazzi photo. The way I understand it, she used it. They then said it was copywritten and you didn't pay for it and you didn't give us credit. They sued her, and she won't settle, and she is going to go on trial for it, which I think is really interesting because this is one of those things that I think there has to be some precedent. I personally don't know what's allowed. I see people using paparazzi photos and Getty images on their Instagram all the time. Did they pay the $450? You know when you see yourself like on a red carpet or
never,
whatever?
I never see myself on a red carpet. Yeah, I'm working up to that. That's
well,
yeah.
I will absolutely not post any of those because I'm terrified of this. And I'm
oh, like a Getty picture or something?
Yes.
Unless
and
you
then,
actually take
but,
it.
Right. But
I didn't know that was a thing.
Then I see other people that just go
whatever.
And they keep the Getty watermark uh-huh. and they say thank you, Getty, and thank you, Joe Schmo, who took it. But I don't know that they paid the $450 because when you go to the Getty, I guess like if a Wendy Williams wanted to use a photo of me or whatever to tell a story, they pay the money. Like and the TV shows and the magazines pay the money.
$4.50.
No, $450. Well, for me, I can't believe it. But that's what I've seen recently. And I'm like, okay, I guess if I really, really love the photo and I've never seen a better photo of myself, I guess I would pay the money so that I could use it for posters and things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think she just threw it up there like a lot of people do. And I just – so also I think – I think it's good that she's fighting it. It'll give us – it's a good storyline. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's something that we need to figure out.
Yeah, I mean –
the world needs to figure it out. These people are all standing in front of Craig's.
Waiting.
Waiting. And then only I show up, and they're like, great. But they – I mean, they need to make a living too. But what is – my question is, what is the rule?
What is the rule?
Tell me the rule so I don't break the fucking rule.
In a social media world. Because
yes.
I never thought that I would see this headline, Real Housewives of Beverly yeah. Hills star headed to trial, $1.5 million battle over Instagram posts.
Of herself. Of herself?
Yeah, what's the rules?
I don't know. This is a new housewife that they said she's the new housewife. Her name is Sanella Diana Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I went on a deep dive. Love to
have
her on Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
I think she sounds like a real good pick.
Why?
Because she's wealthy as shit.
Okay.
Lots of private jets photos.
Okay.
She has a teenage daughter that's an equestrian.
Ooh.
Love an equestrian.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna, Lisa Vanderpump girl. Used to do it, and so did Denise, and needed them on the show. So we need another person riding horses.
We need a horse girl.
She looks like she has a teenage son as well. Her first husband and she were, I don't know, billionaires. Then she obtained some music company, and she has a baby with her partner who's some hot singer that she's promoting on her Instagram.
Oh, unknown singer?
Kind of unknown.
Okay.
And then, so she has like a music label. He's on it. They have a baby together. They go on a lot of great trips. And then she also created some drink thing, like a drink that has like, you know, natural energy or whatever.
Okay. But is someone leaving?
She's got a product. She's got everything we need. Product, private jet, divorce.
Horse child.
Hot guy, music, horses.
She kind of looks like a mix between like Sienna Miller and
yes.
like Brandy Glanville.
Yes.
Wow.
She's pretty and, you know, but like I think she's probably, you know, because of her teenagers, I think she's got to be at least 40. So I think she's in the age like but has the young baby. So it's like she's age appropriate
yeah.
with like to get with Dorit. Anyway,
yeah.
I think it'll be
well,
good.
Who's leaving? Does someone leave or no?
No.
Okay.
Nobody left.
So they're going to have eight housewives?
I don't know. And then I heard there was somebody else, too, that was a different person than this. And this could have been that they're just feeling her out. And then if she doesn't give enough,
mm-hmm.
we'll see her at two dinners. And they'll just call her, you know, Dorit's friend or Lisa's friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm for it because I think her life sounds juicy.
Yeah, she sounds cool.
Ramona Singer, we found out why they did not have a reunion. It was because she made a racist comment that was not caught on camera or audio, but a production person, I guess, let Ebony know. And Ebony and one other production person made a complaint. They did a full investigation, and there was no proof of what she said, and she denied it. But the line was that apparently Ebony got in a fight. Ebony, who's black, she's a lawyer, got in an argument with a couple of the women, and Luann asked her to leave her home where there was a lunch. She's like, I think you should leave. Once she left, and I guess somebody said, a production source told Page Six, that Singer reputedly said, meaning that she denies it, this is why we shouldn't have black people on the show.
Yeah, you can't say that.
She says, I did not say it. They did an investigation. They never proved it, but they didn't make her do sensitivity training. But then they said, we make every housewife do sensitivity
clearly, training. Yeah, it's clearly working. I think we definitely.
Anyway, they canceled the reunion. We never had a reunion. And the main ladies are pissed because they make like $200,000 for a reunion. The OGs. So they're mad that this happened.
Well, blame it on Ramona.
Well, Ramona's saying it's not my fault. Ramona's saying, you know what? It was not my fault. Yeah. Okay. I really never said that. Really upsetting to me. Okay. We're having a beautiful luncheon at Luann's. And you know, all I said was like, this is why we can't have these kinds of people. Who knows? It could have been something like that. And okay.
I love your housewife impressions, by the way. I could watch them all day.
I'm not a sports person.
Me too.
But this was kind of juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, who is the brother of a...
Go on.
Of a guy who married JoJo, who was a bachelorette.
Okay.
He had a brother named Jordan. Jordan's whole storyline was that he was the brother of Aaron Rodgers. Right. However, they haven't talked in like 10 years. Yeah. Now it's been like 10 years. It was like 3 years when he got on The Bachelor. At that time, during The Bachelor, Aaron Rodgers was dating Olivia Munn.
Mm-hmm.
They broke up. Then he was dating somebody else. They broke up. Now he's dating the actress Shailene Woodley.
Who eats clay.
What do you mean she eats clay?
It's like a whole thing where she like is like all into like holistic healing and stuff. And so she like eats clay. It's like a whole thing. Yeah.
What's your shits like?
Exactly.
Little mold.
Like Play-Doh.
Little mold of a shit.
Just like gross. Just look. Yeah.
Anyway, so he... told everybody, I've been immunized, or instead of saying vaccinated, he said he just,
yeah.
I don't know how they never checked. I would think if everybody playing, I assume why this is a problem is that there wasn't a choice if you're playing football. Am I right? You had to get the vaccination. Somehow he made them believe that he had gotten the vaccination when he hadn't. And now he has COVID.
Yeah.
And so he's out for the next 10 days. He has to miss some big game.
I hope he's okay.
And he lost after a 9-year partnership with healthcare organization Prevea. Oh, thank you. Prevea announced that it has cut ties with Aaron over the vaccination drama. And
he did that interview. Did you see that, any of that interview at all?
Tell me.
Well, he was like, he was talking about like, he's like, oh, you know, I listened to my good friend Joe Rogan, which is like,
oh, yes.
Which, you know, and I love Joe. He's a buddy of mine, but I'm staying out of that whole thing.
Vaccination controversy.
But we've talked about, I was in Austin and I talked to him a little bit about it. And, you know, I just feel like once you talk to Joe Rogan. Huh?
Talk to Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
He was just kind of talking about like, you know, that the guy from CNN that he interviewed on his podcast and how they were, you know, how CNN kind of was the people that said that he was taking like heart...
interval or what
horse,
is it?
Horse heart worm medication or whatever. Okay. But then, you know, we keep talking and I feel like once you have that level of money... Yeah. You can pay for like the top tier experimental whatever shit, you know.
Right.
But I mean that's next level stuff. But I feel like, you know, Aaron, Dr. Joe Rogan was trending on Twitter because he was like, oh, my good buddy and now friend told me to take this. Meanwhile, he's wearing a what's his name? It's the t-shirt from Tombstone. Who did Val Kilmer play in Tombstone?
I don't know. You think
Doc?
First of all, I never had Tombstone, and I never saw. And I'm not a fan of Val Kilmer.
Oh my God! Well, he's wearing the famous cowboy from Tombstone, who also died from tuberculosis in real life. So he's wearing that shirt in this interview, and you're like, ooh,
that's an interesting thing.
Very weird.
Well, here's the thing: I don't think he's the only. Football player that's not being honest about not getting vaccinated.
For sure, 1,000%.
So what happens is, I guess, you get tested every week.
Doc Holliday,
okay. Yes.
And he gets, and so he has it. But, like, That's it. Like, okay, well, we're going to probably find out other people haven't been truthful about it when they get it. And the thing is, if you get tested every week or every 5 days, there's probably a lot of people walking around that have it, that their job doesn't require them to be tested, and they don't feel sick.
Yeah. I mean.
Then you get tested, and now, okay, now you got to miss your show, miss your football
game. I mean, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's like, but also, I think this was yesterday or a couple days ago, Terry Bradshaw and like Howie, why do I know these football players' names? Howie Long?
Well, they're pretty big names.
I mean, but still, I don't fucking watch football. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm like, Beyonce concert, yay! So they're like talking, and Terry Bradshaw kind of goes off on Aaron. He's like, you know, you messed up, you're getting people sick, and he's like, I've really lost a lot of respect for you, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm ashamed of you a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like straight up on the air and everyone, they were at the Navy game or something like that. And he was like, I wish Aaron Rodgers had been a little more honest like the Navy. And the Navy was like, yay, you know.
Now does she get shit by having the stink on her of him? And does she like do people start pulling her from upcoming projects?
I don't know, but
because I feel like this is just such a, it's like all of a sudden people are like, that's it. Okay, I got to get this stink off of me.
It gives a whole nother meaning to Pretty Little Lies, doesn't it?
Is that what she was in?
Wasn't she Pretty Little Lies?
No, she was Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. I'm mixing Pretty Little Liars and Big Little Lies. Well, that's a big little lie.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do when you're famous and your spouse is a piece of shit? Yeah. Oh, I know what I want to show you. What also was kind of weird, because then we got to wrap it up. Okay. Speaking of your partner. Okay. So Hilaria Baldwin.
My partner?
No, Hilaria Baldwin, obviously partner, wife of Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
They're still investigating it.
That is horrifying too.
Figuring it out. What the hell happened?
Did you hear how they said that there was an actual like live round that was put in
there?
Yes,
so they know now, because that's what I was always confused with. I'm like, so this woman died because of a blank or because shrapnel? Like, I didn't understand it. So now I'm like, well, now it makes sense. There was an actual real bullet.
Terrifying.
And there shouldn't have been real bullets, but there were, they found lots of real bullets on the set. So did it get mixed up where there were some blanks and some real and, you know, awful. But anyway, she's back to posting. She couldn't stop. I think she was not posting for 36 hours after the tragedy. Like, she can't control herself. Why no one can just, like, take a month off, I don't know.
It's
really
weird,
suggest
right?
people just take a fucking month off. The world, you're not going to lose your home.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. And you might enjoy your life a little.
Yeah.
So
people are ill.
She posted her son, who looks to be about 3, in a pair of underwear, playing with a hose. And it said, calendar guys, the toddler edition. Now, Perez Hilton took this, and I think he scratched out the baby's face just because he wanted to share, did we think it was okay? I think she had the son's face on there. And I just think people in this day and age need to know, like, you can't... I know she didn't mean anything by it, meaning like, because he's like a little bit cut for a 3-year-old.
I was going to say, this looks like a, like but that's a fit 3-year-old.
But like, I think that's why she said it. Now, if this was 20 years ago, you would maybe take a photo of it and then show your parents and be like, look how cut my little boy is. It's like a little rocket body. Because like, I remember when my boys were getting older, there was a time where they, like, especially Brandon, had like such a cute little cut body. But I wasn't going to, like, be like, look at his body. I remember, like, people, you know, sometimes your kids just have a perfect little body.
Yeah.
But, like, in this day and age of everyone thinking everyone in Hollywood is a pedophile.
Of course.
Maybe not a great idea, Hilaria.
Yeah. I mean, we all have pictures of us as kids naked in the bathtub that our parents are like, look, this is Justin.
He's
3. Look at his little wiener. And I'd be mortified. Like, Mom, don't show these to my friends.
I'm going to post my Christmas photo because I am actually not being critical of Hilaria.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she has to be in her position, should rethink everything. She should be going funneling it through somebody who checks it, because she's going to be scrutinized. But let me just tell you, in 1976 or something, we had a Christmas card in which all 5 kids stood in front of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Behind it were all of our swim trophies.
Okay.
I'm going to bring this in this holiday. It's so inappropriate. My brothers have Speedos on.
Uh-huh.
They're like,
and this
14
is Christmas.
And 12.
Yeah.
Well, the colors were red and white, so it worked with a great Christmas thing.
Right, okay. Peppermint, candy cane. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiny Speedos. Mm-hmm. Their bodies are fucking cut.
Yeah.
Okay, they're tan and they're cut, but they're 12 and 14.
God.
And then my sisters and I are in the one-piece suits.
Uh-huh.
And then all the obnoxious trophies behind us. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Would they post this on Instagram? I think you should post it on Instagram.
I will. I would find it. I would post it on Instagram and be like, that's how inappropriate.
That's how it was. But see, I kind of agree. Like, I'm all about, like, being proud of your kids and like, oh, look at this moment. But obviously not everyone is Hilaria Baldwin. But I do think it's like when your husband's going through probably one of the hardest times of his life and career and, you know, a tragedy, like what you're saying, get off Instagram. Don't be like, oh, here's my kid in underwear. Like, it's like,
I mean, seriously, Hilaria.
She can't read the room.
Hilaria and Kylie need to, like,
yeah,
go have lunch.
Yeah.
And bring someone with a brain with them.
What's
honestly
the, like, yeah, take a month off. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, if we can't shave our faces for a month and if we're doing, you know, sober January, maybe, like, do a sober
If someone tells
Instagram.
Me I can't shave my face for a month, I'll fucking kill myself. Okay.
I think I'm going to. Have I shaved yet? No.
Well, you're okay. You're a man. Okay. Listen.
Thank you.
Speaking of weird stuff with your daughter, she's wearing this top that I guess goes for like $1,100. Everyone's been wearing it. It is. They fuzzed out the nipples, but the
let's see the nipples.
The photographer fuzzed out the nipples, but this is a page six photo. This is Jose Canseco's daughter and he going out to dinner, knowing they're going to be photographed by the paparazzi. She's a model. She's got a great body. She is wearing a completely see-through mesh designer top with her dad out to dinner.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
You did the voice perfectly. Do it one more time. I got a dream.
He goes, welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? I get over you. I know I will, because I'm the king of wishful thinking.
I'll get over you.
So here, so cut back to your Christmas picture.
Yes.
Where is Jose Canseco from? Do we know? Is he's Spanish?
Is Dominican or Puerto Rican?
Yeah. I think they're very like body positive there. I feel like
this is what I think. I
but
think
it also
she
looks
wanted
like,
to get some photos.
Yeah.
I think when they sat right now, she has it out, titties out, nothing underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's got the blazer just over the shoulders, arms free,
tits
put
out.
Her arm around her dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they knew the photographers were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Tits out.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think when she sat at dinner, she puts her arms through the blazer and covers her tits to
up.
Sit across from her dad.
Of course.
That's
of course.
What I'm assuming yeah. would happen.
Yeah,
but
dad's looking
weird.
For. It is weird. She's giving me early Melania vibes.
It's very, very, very
Very early Melania
weird.
Trump vibes.
Last thing I'm going to say. Two last things. Okay. Real Housewives of Potomac, they just started their reunion. This girl, Candace, always tells this girl, Ashley, that she has a big forehead. She calls her big forehead all the time. Then she tells this other girl, Mia.
To her face?
To her face and her
oh
forehead.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
She has said it like 35 times.
And what is that? What is?
And she says also to Ashley, you and your wide ass, she's totally tiny and just gave birth to her second kid.
Uh-huh.
And your leaky boobs, she's breastfeeding.
Yeah.
She also says to this other girl that she's got big feet and that she's giant or whatever. And she's not. She's like gorgeous, but she's tall.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And so then somebody, this guy, Rinna's Mullet, who is a funny Twitter person, goes by Rinna's Mullet, said, whose is it bigger? And they took a photo of both of them and seemed to have measured it. And it seems to be the exact same size forehead.
This is one of those like optical illusion things that you look at and you're like, I don't know. Wait, they're both the same size. But also we need to stop it. We need to stop.
We do stop it. Nobody does this except on reality
shows.
We
need to stop forehead shaming, Heather.
Yeah.
There, I said it. We need to stop it.
Well, we had the opposite with Teresa Giudice. She had a very, very short forehead.
She had a
the shortest forehead. But then she laser hair removed and got her hairline to go back.
Uh-huh. Oh, so, I remember early Teresa. That was like, ooh.
It was the craziest forehead thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, but you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll save the rest of the stuff for how much time did we do?
An hour 19.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about where you are going to be next.
Oh, God.
Justin.
Well, I will be in next weekend. I think that's the 18th.
Yes.
I will be in Omaha, then Milwaukee, and then Minneapolis with Jim Jeffries. So go to jimjeffries.com, get your tickets. It'll be fun. And then, follow my podcast, Glitter and Garbage, on iTunes. And,
Absolutely. And
I'll be here in LA,
I will be at Boston next, you guys. There are tickets available for both the 9:30 shows on November 12th and 13th at City Winery. Come see me. And then I've got Atlanta on the 19th. On the 20th in Nashville, those shows are sold out. But 19th in Atlanta with Julie Goldman is available. And the two shows at Boston are still available for tickets. HeatherMcDonald.net. Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Always fun.
So much fun today. Hold on.
Love you so much.
Brad Pitt's calling me. Hold on. I got to really take this.
Brad.
I'm on Juicy Scoop right now. Okay. I'll play later.
Tell him he can come on anytime.
Yeah, he's really busy. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want any serious stuff.